Brother requested just to come forward, inshallah. Make this off any spaces that are vacant, then just to sit in those spaces. Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Honorable, respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, it's the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us to experience the whole month of Ramadan. 29 days of Ramadan that we experience, alhamdulillah, was experienced only because of the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we do something, an ibadah, act of worship, we are advised and told that after the ibadah to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our shortcomings. So we know that the month of Ramadan came, we worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we didn't do enough. But then at the same time, to also be grateful for the guidance and the hidayat and the ability to do good deeds as well. So we don't completely negate everything that we've done, and we don't over-exaggerate every positive thing that we did. We have to have a balance in terms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ability to do the good deeds for which we are grateful. And the shortcomings that came from us, we repent for them. And we make tawbah and we make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So this is the first reminder that today is a day where we should seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also be grateful for everything that we've done. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever good we've done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of us entering into Jannah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means that we are freed from the fire of Jahannam. The other thing that I wanted to mention today, briefly, is that in the month of Ramadan, we were able to carry out good deeds. We were able to do certain things that would be difficult in the other 11 months, fasting for 29, 30 days, not eating, drinking, lack of sleep, exerting ourselves in ibadah, in worship. All of these things are against the comfort of a person. It goes against the comfort of a person. A person has to experience some level of discomfort in the month of Ramadan. That's why it's known as the month of patience. It's the shahru sabr. A person has to show forbearance and be patient. So in this month, one of the main reasons why we get through this month and we're able to exert patience is because of something very powerful. Something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to every single one of us. And that is our mindset, our willpower, our ability to think. So the difference between us as human beings and other animals is that we have free will. We're able to think. We're able to ponder. And this is why in the Quran, various places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ. That indeed in that it is a sign, or there's signs for those people that ponder, for those individuals that listen, for those individuals that have aql, that have intellect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing this to the whole of humanity, to us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this very powerful tool, which is the ability to ponder and the ability to think and have a mindset. Now, the mindset is either going to be one in accordance with the teachings of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or otherwise. So in the month of Ramadan, we are all focused. We all have a focus whereby we want to acquire or we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this mindset of, okay, I am going to fast, I am going to read Quran, I am going to stand in Taraweeh in the evening, I am going to try and make sure that all my salah is in the masjid with jama'ah, or I'm going to make sure that I perform my salah. Now there may be a person, now this can have different levels, there may be a person that may think, I'm not going to miss a salah in the month of Ramadan. And there may be somebody else that I'm not going to miss takbir aula, the first takbir for any of the five salah, I'm not going to miss that. So there may be different levels, and we're all on a journey. A person who this year is under the impression that I am going to perform all my five salah. And there may be another person, I am going to perform all my salah with jama'ah. And this person is on this level in his journey, another person is on another level in their journey. But the reality is that every single one of us needs to improve. Every single one of us needs to work on our mindset, needs to work on our understanding, and needs to work on our thinking. Why? Because this is what fuels us. This is what makes us do good. This is what makes us change our life. And if we remain stagnant and we don't think about our mindset and we don't think about our goals from a perspective of deen, then a person will only go the other way. He won't improve. He won't increase. He'll decrease. And he'll go further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every Ramadan will come with that as a restart, but it won't be enough. And a person will then reach 50, 60, 70, and he'll be on his deathbed thinking, what have I done with my life? So before that time comes, we need to ponder that, okay, this mindset, first and foremost, what is my mindset? Is it in accordance with the teachings of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam? We live in a time where there is fitan, where there is tests and tribulations all around us. So we need to make sure and ensure that my mindset is in accordance with the authentic teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then this will then help us improve. This will then help us increase and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is another point in terms of making sure that just like we had the correct mindset in the month of Ramadan, the same way we need to carry this forward to the 11 months. Allah is the same. Allah is the Rabb of the month of Ramadan. He's also the Rabb of all the other months as well. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah. So we need to make sure that we are honest with ourselves, and we need to ask ourselves that when it comes to my mindset in regards to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where do I stand? Where do I stand? Am I a serious believer? Am I someone who has seriously submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I increasing my knowledge on a daily basis to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so I can bring into practice? Just like a person, very serious when it comes to his academics, very serious when it comes to his career, very serious when it comes to his business. For himself, for his children as well. He'll make sure that, okay, tuition 3 hours a week, 4 hours a week, 5 hours a week at the cost of £25 to £30. Who's the best? He'll ask everybody, okay, who's the best tuition service in the whole of Batley Dewsbury? Where can I get the best tuition service for my child? He's struggling with maths, she's struggling with English. I want to get. So we have the mindset there in terms of success, that I want success for my child. And success we deem, based on our mindset, maybe that's a narrative that's been fed to us, if we think about it, maybe that's a narrative that's been fed to us, that education will lead to a better job, will lead to a better pay, and a better standard of living. And it may be correct to a certain degree, but maybe that's something that's been fed to us, which is a discussion for another day, something to ponder over. But we then, based on that mindset, we then focus on making sure that we give all of the means to our children to basically educate themselves. Because we believe in our minds that if I educate my child, he or she will be successful. He or she will get a good standard of life, comfortable standard of life. So when it comes to deen, have we ever pondered over our mindset that if I educate my child in regards to deen, then he or she will be saved in the hereafter? This is something to truly ponder over. And if I have, then is it equal? Which one should I give preference to? Which one should I think about more? So the mindset that we have is going to dictate how we live our life. So if a person is very, very free when it comes to his salah or her salah, I pray it sometimes, I don't pray it at other times. Here and there, I'm going somewhere, okay, I'll pray my dhuhr later. And that means, most of the times, that will mean that in his mind, his mindset is based on, it's not that important. It's not that important. Just like if a person when he goes to work, and if he starts at 9 o'clock, and if he thinks, I'll go at 9:30, maybe 10 o'clock, and one day he goes at 11 o'clock, maybe a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, those that are senior to him in management position, they'll call him in for a meeting. Bhai, are you serious? Like, you're taking the mic here. 10 o'clock, 11, you start at 9 o'clock. You're getting paid from 9 o'clock. And he won't have a leg to stand on. He won't then say, no, but you know, this reason or that reason. So when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawmul Qiyamah, and the first thing that we're going to be reckoned, and reckoning is going to take place, is Salah. So when we are asked, these are your book of deeds for Salah. When I am asked, okay, you perform this many Salah, you perform this many Salah, then how will we have a leg to stand on in front of Ahkamul Hakimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how will we be able to make an excuse? So this is why having the correct mindset is very important. And this mindset then feeds to others as well, those around us. If our child sees that my father, he goes for salah sometimes, he doesn't go for sometimes, he wakes up in the morning for fajr sometimes we all sleep in. How will we then safeguard the tenets of our religion for the next generation? We say, Ya Allah, save the iman of our progeny. But we are, in terms of a'mal, we're not really bothered. In terms of our environment at home, you couldn't tell whether it was a house of a Muslim or a non-Muslim. The reality being that you can't really tell the difference. Maybe there's La ilaha illallah on the wall. That's the only difference. The reality. So when we are living our life on a daily basis, it's very important that we correct our mindset. How can we correct our mindset? One of the most effective ways of correcting our mindset is to stay in a good environment. Just like in the month of Ramadan, we used to come for Salah, everybody was praying, we were praying. Everybody was reading Quran, we were reading Quran. Just like right now, we're all reading Quran and Yasin. So if we keep ourselves in good environment, that will help. The other thing is to attend the gatherings of the ulama where they are explaining deen, where they're explaining the Quran and Hadith. Why? It will increase our knowledge. It will increase our knowledge and save us from doing those things that are incorrect. Sometimes a person may think, I'm doing something correct, I'm doing something good, but really, it's incorrect. For example, there was a few people that were reading Salah. After Fajr, they were reading Ishraq. Few people. And I'm going to mention in public, not to embarrass anybody. We're all learning. So it's not to embarrass anybody. So there were a few, and there were a few, there wasn't just one, there was a few people. So do we know the Mas'ala in regards to, after, and sometimes we forget, but it's important to remind each other and to note this down. And for those individuals that did it, it'll be even more beneficial for them because they'll never do it again. Do we know that according to read Ishraq, reward of Hajj and Umrah on a normal day. On the day of Eid, it's makruh, it's disliked to read between after Fajr until Eid Salah, no Salah. To the extent that the ulama even mentioned, if you missed your Fajr, then you don't do Qadha until after Eid Salah. So this is where knowledge is so important. Knowledge is power. A person has knowledge of deen, he's able to then maintain the tenets of the deen and maintain his mindset. So when he sits in the company of the ulama, and the ulama forget as well sometimes. Sometimes a person may come and ask a question, you know, this is a mas'ala, I'll let you know, inshallah, I'll find out and double check and let you know. It's nothing, we forget, we're insan. So we make istighfar, we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point being that we're able to then make sure that we follow our deen correctly. The other thing is, in terms of, very important, that brothers can just make the saf, just stand up and make the saf as well. Any gaps, if you can sit in the saf, make the saf from now, it saves us some time, inshallah. Once we've made the saf, then just sit down, inshallah. So today is the day of Eid, a day of happiness for us. But again, the day of happiness is to be taken within the limits of Sharia, within the limits of set by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Which means we don't want to do anything that's going to be displeasing to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So one of the ways to make sure that we are tempered, we don't do anything beyond the limits. First and foremost, remember those who have passed away. How many janaza there were in the month of Ramadan? At least 5 or 6, maybe more. Individuals that were with us before the month of Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, they went into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive all of them. So the first thing is to remember death. That there were people that were here with us. And the other way is that remember those individuals around the world who are going through difficulty. We are fortunate. We have peace here right now. We don't have to look far or go far. The world is a little village now. You open up the news channels and you'll know how much peace and security there is in the world. So look at those individuals around the world who are going through difficulty. To the extent that those that have lost their homes, those that are, you know, have become widows, those that have become orphans, those that maybe had their father in the month of Ramadan, the father's passed away. What will this do? If a person is going to go beyond the limits, he's going to listen to music on the day of Eid. He's going to miss all of his salah on the day of Eid. He's already planned the whole day. He's going to leave the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Based on the levels that we have in terms of practicing, and we're all trying to improve. Every single one of us, we all have to try and improve. Then he will think twice. No, no, my brothers in Palestine, they're going through difficulty. My brothers in Afghanistan, they're going through difficulty. Sudan, they're going through difficulty. The West Bank, they're going through difficulty. Masjid al-Aqsa today, as far as I know, is closed. Nobody's performing Eid Salah there. Imagine, the third haram of the Muslims, nobody's performing Eid Salah there. Nobody's performed Taraweeh for the past 15 days. So we're fortunate that we're in the masjid. How ungrateful, how audacious will it be that if a person leaves from here and then he listens to music or he engages in any form of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much audacity do we have in front of the Creator? That Allah has given us this beautiful month and then we break His law the day after. Why? Because we have peace, we have afiyah. Remember the individuals in Burma. And it's all ibrah and lessons for us. In Burma, there was a time when the Muslims were so rich, that they had money stored in rooms. And overnight, the currency changed. And all of them became eligible for zakat. And they had to walk and leave the country. So some of the individuals that used to go and spend time there, in the effort of da'wat and tabligh, they would say that one of the reasons was, one of the reasons, Allah knows best, Allah is all wise and He knows best why it happened. Was that their ungratefulness towards the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala, the way of Allah is that He gives us time. Previous nations were given time, respite. Yeah, maybe tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, maybe tomorrow. And then the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. So we have a responsibility to make sure that we follow the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We correct our mindset. We ask ourselves, what's my mindset? What have I learned from the month of Ramadan? And that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we make a mistake, then we ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have questions, we ask. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our qiyam, our siyam, our tilawa, and our charity, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. In the month of Ramadan, mashallah, we give. Outside of the month of Ramadan, make a habit to give as well. This is the, one scholar, he mentions that if one of the advices that he would write on his tombstone was that just give charity. Another one was, don't judge anybody. Don't judge anybody. Don't look at anybody and think, look at him. Don't know how we're going to end. So give charity. Today as well is day of Eid. Try and give charity. Support our local masajid, particularly the masjid that we perform salah in, other masajid as well, wherever our heart feels content. Charities as well, those abroad as well, wherever, you know, our family as well, we forget our family sometimes. If we know that someone within our family is struggling a little bit, go give them a gift. With the intention, which was mentioned after Fajr, the hadith that we shared today, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, exchange gifts, it will increase love. We're not following the practice of any other religion or any other individuals. Our legacy is enough for us. So give gifts to each other to increase mahabbah. This was the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, I requested to make this off. Just quickly to mention, remind each other of how to perform Eid Salah. Make niyat of reading Eid Salah with 6 acts of takbir, which are wajib. Imam will say Allahu Akbar. Fold our hands. Read Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Thana. Imam will say Allahu Akbar. Put our hands by the side. Imam will say Allahu Akbar. Put our hands by the side again. Third time, Allah say Allahu Akbar. Imam will say Allahu Akbar. Fold our hands. Surah Fatiha Surah. Complete the salah as it is. The first rakat. Second rakat, Imam will stand up. Read tilawah. Thereafter, the Imam will say Allahu Akbar 3 times. Each time, raise our hands down to the side. And the Imam says Allahu Akbar the 4th time, we're going to ruku and complete the salah as is. And then listening to the khutbah is also wajib. So please, brothers, remain seated. And inshallah, we'll start the salah in a little while. Just make sure that the safa made. someone can just let us know that the saf have been made. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم الطف بنا في تيسير كل عسير، فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك يسير. اللهم إنا نسألك اليسر والمعافاة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم، تحب العفو فاعف عنا، تحب العفو فاعف عنا، تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا واجنبنا اجتنابه. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا واجنبنا اجتنابه. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم لا تكلني إلى اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما عطيتنا. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا، اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، خصوصا في فلسطين وفي أفغانستان وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين، وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا. اللهم انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم احفظ أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مثبت القلوب، ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتلاوتنا في آناء الليل وآناء النهار. يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، أنخنا مطايانا ببابك فلا تردنا خائبين، فلا تردنا خائبين، فلا تردنا خائبين. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, forgive our major sins, our minor sins. Ya Allah, forgive all of our sins. Ya Allah, those marhumin, Ya Allah, who have left this world and gone into your mercy, Ya Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, grant them special mercy from you, Ya Allah, today. On this special day, on our day of happiness, Ya Allah, on the day of Eid, Ya Allah, where you are giving us, Ya Allah, where you are giving us a reward for the ibadah and the worship that we've done over the past month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant them goodness on our behalf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the good that we've done, Ya Allah, grant them reward, Ya Allah, from our good deeds that we've done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us remember death. Ya Allah, make us remember death. Ya Allah, today we are here, tomorrow will be gone. Ya Allah, today we are here, tomorrow will be forgotten. Ya Allah, we'll be in our graves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, just like we are remembering those that have left the world, Ya Allah, make it that people remember us as well, Ya Allah. Make it that people remember us as well, Ya Allah, and send reward to us as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, on this special day, write our names from those that have been freed from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, make our names written from those that have been freed. Ya Allah, we didn't do anything deserving, Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan. We did nothing that was deserving of that in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we wasted our time in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we could have done so much more. Ya Allah, we could have done so much more, but we took it for granted. It came and it's gone. It came and it went. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings. Ya Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, help us, assist us. Ya Allah, guide us. Ya Allah, if you write our names from those individuals who have been freed from the fire of Jahannam, it's not going to reduce anything in your kingdom, Ya Allah. It's not going to reduce anything in your greatness, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, will make our world and akhirah. Ya Allah, make our life and the hereafter. Ya Allah, please write our names. Ya Allah, let none of us be, Ya Allah, left. Ya Allah, when we leave here, Ya Allah, make it that every single one of us have been forgiven. Ya Allah, we seek your forgiveness. We seek your forgiveness. Ya Allah, we make tawbah. Ya Allah, we make tawbah. We make complete tawbah, Ya Allah. We seek complete repentance, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, we will not commit those sins again, Ya Allah. We will not commit those sins again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make a strong intention that we're not going to commit those sins again, Ya Allah. All the sins that we commit, Ya Allah, whatever they may be, every single one of us, Ya Allah, we know what sins we commit, Ya Allah. We know which sins we've committed in the darkness of the night, in the light of the day. Ya Allah, we make sincere tawbah today, Ya Allah. We sit here, Ya Allah, and we beseech you that we make a strong intention that we are now going to leave those sins. We are going to do things that are pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are going to do those a'mal that are pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask for your love.
Ya Allah, we ask for your love. Ya Allah, become our friend. Ya Allah, make us your friend. Ya Allah, make us your friend. Ya Allah, make us from your friends, Ya Allah. Min awliya'ik, Ya Allah. Make us from your friends. Grant us your love. Love of those who love you, Ya Allah. And the love of those actions that bring your love, Ya Allah. That bring your love. Ya Allah, accept our charity. Ya Allah, make us from those who are the near and dear ones to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all of those individuals, Ya Allah, that sat here today. Ya Allah, they have come with great hope. Ya Allah, great hope we have. That Ya Allah, today we are going to be given reward, Ya Allah. We are going to be rewarded, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, even though we're not deserving, Ya Allah. We know that we're not deserving. But Ya Allah, you are very great, Ya Allah. You are the most merciful, Ya Allah. You're the most great, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, leave when we leave here, Ya Allah, make our baskets full of your mercy and your grace. Ya Allah, we ask from you, Ya Allah, on this blessed day. To bestow us and everybody that's connected to us and the whole ummah. Ya Allah, we ask that Ya Allah, help all of the brothers and sisters around the world. Ya Allah, there's so much uncertainty, so much fear, Ya Allah, out there, Ya Allah. We are worried, we are concerned, Ya Allah, we are concerned about the whole situation around the whole world. Ya Allah, make it that you help us in this concern. Ya Allah, you help us in this concern. Assist us, Ya Allah. Assist us, help us, guide us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make our hearts content. Make our hearts content. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters in the West Bank, in Palestine, in Sudan, in Afghanistan, in India, wherever, in Pakistan, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, in Bangladesh, whatever place there is, Ya Allah, there are individuals that are suffering. Ya Allah, they are the ummah, they are part of, they are our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. We feel that, make us feel their pain. Ya Allah, make us feel their pain. Ya Allah, sometimes we become desensitized. We don't realize their pain, Ya Allah. Make it that we feel their pain. Ya Allah, make it that we feel their suffering and their sorrow and their sadness. Ya Allah, like we are supposed to, Ya Allah, as they are our brothers and sisters. Ya Allah, make it that we make dua for them. Ya Allah, help them, assist them, make their situation better. Make their situation better. Grant us more afia, grant them afia. Grant them afia, grant us more afia. Bring peace and security around the whole world. Let peace and security reign around the whole world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this blessed day, what we have asked, Ya Allah, grant us that as well. Many people, Ya Allah, here will have their own personal needs. Ya Allah, we don't even know how to ask, Ya Allah. We don't even know how to ask, Ya Allah. But we come to your door, Ya Allah, humbled, Ya Allah, humbled, because we can't go anywhere else, Ya Allah. We know we can't go anywhere else, Ya Allah. Only you can provide. So we come, Ya Allah, humbled, sitting before you, Ya Allah, completely humbled, Ya Allah. Just grant us whatever is good for us. Grant us all the khair that is there for us, Ya Allah. All the goodness, all the hasan, Ya Allah, that is for us. Ya Allah, grant us that. Ya Allah, save us from tests, tribulations. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those we have remembered, grant their dua in their favor. Those who we should have asked for and we've forgotten, Ya Allah, you know what, you know, you are Allamul Ghuyub, you know the unseen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant in their favor as well. All the individuals that are here, Ya Allah, who are listening at home, wherever they may be listening, Ya Allah, they have their permissible needs. Ya Allah, fulfill their permissible needs from the realms of the unseen. From the realms of the unseen. Some will be in illness, some will be have problems, some will have so many other issues, Ya Allah, we may have, Ya Allah. And everybody knows, and you know every single person's issues and tests. Ya Allah, alleviate their distress. Alleviate their distress. Help them, assist them. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم برحمتك يا رب العالمين
آمين. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى نحمده سبحانه أن بلغنا رمضان وأعاننا فيه على الصيام والقيام وأفرحنا وأسعدنا بقدوم هذا اليوم السعيد وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله نعم إنها دعوة إلى التقوى وإن كان اليوم يوم عيد وفرح فلاحظوا أيها المسلمون أن الأمر بالتقوى والتذكير بها يلازمان المؤمن في كل أحواله في يوم صومه وفي يوم عيده وفي سرائه وضرائه فلا غنى للعبد عن التقوى في حال من أحواله لأن التقوى هي سبيل الفلاح وسبب النجاة
وبها سعادة الدنيا وفوز الآخرة. معاشر المسلمين، عيدكم سعيد ويومكم مبارك، وتقبل الله منا ومنكم الصيام والقيام وصالح الأعمال، والحمد لله الذي بلغنا رمضان وأعاننا فيه على الصيام والقيام، ووفقنا فيه لوجوه البر والإحسان، والحمد لله الذي أكرمنا ببلوغ العيد السعيد وجعله يوم فرح وسرور لعباده المؤمنين. وإنها لنعم جليلة وآلاء عظيمة من الله، جديرة بأن تقابل بالشكر والحمد، وأن تحفظ بدوام الطاعة واستحضار فضل الله ومنته سبحانه. ومن علامات قبول الطاعة أن يوفق العبد للطاعة بعدها، فالمؤمن الحق هو الذي يثبت على الطاعة بعد رمضان، ويحافظ على صلاته، ويستمر في ذكره وقراءته للقرآن. وأعظم ما ينبغي أن يحافظ عليه المسلم بعد رمضان الصلاة، فهي عمود الإسلام وأول ما يحاسب عليه العبد يوم القيامة، وهي الصلة بين العبد وربه. فاحرصوا عباد الله على الصلوات في أوقاتها، واحرصوا على الصلاة الجماعة في بيوت الله، فإن من أعظم الخسران أن يجتهد العبد في رمضان ثم يضيع الصلاة بعده. عباد الله، إن من أجمل معاني العيد أن يتذكر المسلم نعم الله عليه، وأن يشكرها بطاعته، وأن يحافظ على ما تعلمه في رمضان من الصبر والرحمة والإحسان وصلة الأرحام. فصلوا أرحامكم، وأحسنوا إلى الفقراء والمساكين، واغتنموا هذا اليوم المبارك في إدخال السرور على قلوب المسلمين. بارك الله لي ولكم في العيد السعيد، وأعاده الله علينا وعليكم بالعمر المديد والأمد البعيد. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
الله أكبر، 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 لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، أيها الناس، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية، اللهم إنا نسألك العافية والمعافاة الدائمة، يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ويا مصرف القلوب، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد